BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 44, verses 4 and 5. The modern-day reader of the Bible may repeat the phrase, "You are my King and my God." However, what it meant to the sons of Korah is probably not the same to modern-day parishioners. Few live in a society these days that is monarch-ruled. A king or queen is one by birth and by heredity right. They are the sole and absolute ruler. They command 24 hours a day through armed military. People in their kingdom are their subjects. I suspect the modern-day follower of Jesus equates a king's rule to that of working in a company. They have a supervisor who instructs them what they do for a few hours of the day. Their supervisor has a boss who has a boss who is held accountable by the investors and the board of trustees. If the worker doesn't like their job, they find a new supervisor to report to at a different company. A monarch is not like this. A king's rule is all day for life. No leaving, no escape, no exception except by a king's decree. When I first said, "Jesus, I accept you as absolute king and savior of my life," I knew in my heart that though I freely wanted Jesus to be my savior, I was hesitant to give him absolute control of my life. Having a king is absolute. I really did want Jesus to be my absolute king. So I surrendered control of my life to Jesus. I gave myself to Jesus then and now. I meant it when I said a second time, "Jesus, I accept you as absolute King and Savior." I have to remind myself every day that Jesus is my King and my God. I am not my King.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.